Segen uns was Avi Mori, Jakob in Gisel Pilches, a segen uns was Daniel Shane, was Yeshua Falk. Okay, everybody say. This week's Parsha, Parsha's Bo. The Torah says, Vayomer Hashem al Moshe, vel Aaron, beretz Mitzrayim leimor, ha-choydesh hazeh lochem rosh chodoshim, rishon hu lochem lochotche ha-shona. Right, this Chodesh of Nisan. There's a famous Gemara in Shabbos, on Kuf Mem Zayin Amud Beis, from page 3 here in the packet. The Gemara says, Rabbi Elazar Arach, Iklo Lahosam. So he visited a certain place. It was a place where they had baths and they had recreation. And Imshech Basrai Yaker Talmude. So he was in such a location where Yaker Talmude, he forgot his learning. So he went to a certain place, Rashi says, Shein Medina, Sheyena, place where they had wine, they had all types of luxuries, and he got caught up in the culture, and he forgot his learning. So what happened? He had also come to Mikveh B'Sifra. He wanted to read in the Chumash. Why the Mikra HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem? So he wanted to read HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem. Omar HaChirish HaYaliba. So he messed it up. Instead of HaChodesh, he said HaChirish. And instead of Lachem, he said Liba. So he said, Mamish Misra read the Pasuk. So instead of saying the month is for you, he said the Cherish, the death was in his heart. So he says, Boy Rabban Rachmele. So the Rabban davened for him, Father Talmudic, and he restored his learning. Because you have to be in a Mokum Torah. Don't think that it's going to come after you. You have to be there. Don't think your friends are going to do it for you. And then he says, Tana lo Rav Nuray Shema, lo Rav Nechemi Shema, v'amu lo Rav Elazar ben Arach Shema, v'am nikro Shema Rav Nuray Shema, mani reinichon b'halach. So this is a very interesting Gemara. That, in other words, what's the point of this discussion, of this mistake, of the stead of Achonish HaZalachem, he said, Acherish HaYalibam. Very peculiar. So, and we have, you know, places in Chumash where it speaks about Shikcha. You know, the famous pasuk in Parshas Vayeshev, Lo Zochar Sa'ar Mashkim Es Yoshev V'Yishkacheyu. So, what's being said here? So, the Chasam Sofer has a piece here on page 8. Says the Chasam Sofer, the Chidushim, Kam L'Mikrei B'Sifro. He says, Kosev B'Svar B'Shem HaGol Moreno Arav Shimshon Astropoli. The famous Mukubal, the Shimshon Astropoli, says, the Sar Shel Shikcha, the name of the angel of Shikcha, that Shoylet on Shikcha, of forgetfulness, Rib Shimo. The name of that Malach, of Shikcha is Rib, Reshid Beis. V'shem ha-menum mumune al azikaron, and the malach that was in charge of bringing, imbuing koach of remembering, dozach shemo, gematria, that's the gematria of Kel, 31. So he says, osir shnios shel achodesh hazeh lachem, if you look at the second letter of each word, a chodesh hazeh lochem. The dalet, the zayin, and the chaf spells dozach. That's the malach of zikaron. But he said it instead of Chodesh Hazeh Lachem, which is Osios Nozach, the second letter of each, Dalet, Zayin, Chof. He said Acherish Hayaliba. That's what's the second in that? Cherish, the Reish, Hayad, the Yud, and Libam, the base. And that's the Sar of what? Of Shikha. Because the Sar of Shikha is Riv. So if you read it the way you're supposed to read it, Chodesh Hazeh Lachem, the middle os, Chodesh, the Dalet, Hazeh, the Zayin, Lachem, the Chof, is Dozach, is the Malach of remembering, and he rated Hacherish Hayalibam, which is Reishud Beis, the middle, which is the Malach of Shikha. And there are the Tumas Mitzrayim, Shehu Kuf Pei Aleph. The Tumas Mitzrayim, Kedamin B'morash, it's sort of the Moskva B'charosis, Mishum Kappa. Right? In other words, when you dip the charosis, you dip the mora in the charosis, you masik the charosis, Mishum Kappa. What does the Kappa mean? So one interpretation is to kill the bug, it's a kosher type of bug, you know. But he says like this, Vimhosiv Mispar Kappa, if you add 181 on Dazach, all the Reishud Beis. Shehu Shikha. So he says when they were Mitzrayim, they had this, they started off with having the Koyach of Zikar. Then they come to Mitzrayim and they have the Tum of Mitzrayim, that's the Kappa, the Kuf Pei Aleph, and that Dazach and Kappa put together is what? Is 212, that's Shikha. Because Shenigalu, maybe Tumat Sutsayim as Fuhusa Mehem Hashikha, the Siv Lamant discourse, Yom Tseischa, as Nemelahem Achodesh Zalachem. So he said, in other words, so when they first were in, they had the Koyach of Zikar. Then they came in and they had the Tumas Mitzrayim. So that was the Kappa, Kupay Alf. And now they have the Reishid Beis of Koyach Hashikha. When they leave Mitzrayim, they go back to what? To the Koyach HaZikar of Achodesh Zalachem, which is the Dazach, the Dalet Zayichov. Shehu Shem HaZikar. Hineh Hayu Mitzrayim Redushanim. They were in Egypt for 210 years. V'sar Mashkim Shochach as Yosef. And Sar Mashkim forgot Yosef, Beishanim. Kepesh Rashi. Lukain, are you Yordim? So he forgot them for 2 years, which hindered the Gula. Lukain, are you Yordim Lemitzayim, Beishanim, Kodim? Because if it wouldn't have been for this, they would have gotten out Mitzrayim 2 years early. Vayusham Reishud Beishanim, Vishalom Behem Hashikha, Olam Chas Vishalom. Hashem Sibi Shoshachas Hamashkim Nimtza Idei Shoshachicha Nitzku Yisrael Vazachu Heim Tzchoyim Osolam Heim Rumaz Lo Zohar Sa Hamashkim Es Yosef Shkachei Aperish Aval Yisrael Nitzku Lutova. Okay, we'll see more about that. So that's the Koyach HaShikha and the Koyach HaZikar. And it's interesting that the Chasam Sofer has a couple of other places where he speaks about this the Rav Shimon Asrapol, this Kabbalistic idea of the Dazach, the Malach of Hazikaron, and the Malach of Shikha. In the Pasuk in Shlach, where it says Reishis Arisosechem on page 10 and 11, Reishis Arisosechem, Shumach. So he says over here, the Chasam Sofer writes on page 14, Reishis Arisosechem Chala Tarim Mitzuma, Hine Iker Hashikha Hi Mehakshamas HaMacholim. He says, what brings somebody to Shikha is when you become very Magushim. Well, you're only interested in eating the gashmis. So then you have the shikha of the spirituality. But if you're mafish truma in Maisra,
So what are you doing? You're causing a Tosefes Kedusha. Because you're making something, you're making a Kaddish before you eat it. So it says, Yadu Hashem Mamuna Lezikaron Osiya Shel HaChodesh Dozer Lachem Dozach. Same Osiya Shel Lefnei, and that's the Osiya's Chal, Ches Lamed Hei. The Os before Ches is Zayin, before Lamed is Chaf, and before Hei is Dalet. Zereshush Arisosechem Chal. So he says, if a person takes challah, the reishis are risosechem. The reishis kol arisosechem challah. The yadua b'chush ke'akniv ha'shiflus b'ruach molit shikha. A person, fa'hefech ha'roch alei molit zikaron. So he says, the yadua b'chush ke'akniv ha'shiflus b'ruach, a person doesn't have a level of spirituality, that's going to be molit shikha. But if he has a hachovas alev of spirituality, that brings zikaron. So he says, when you see tzitzis, zechartim risim also, like that, zechartim is called mitzvah Hashem. So then you know, so surah harel vavkan, kidei laharbos aschirim roach, ki aladei ri'is atzitzis tizkiru. So he says, whatever the person has the hachovas adas of spirituality, then it's reishis harisosechem, that's going to bring... Bring Hachavas Hadas, and that's going to bring Zikaron. And that's the idea that there are these two malachim here. And the Chodesh Hazeh Lachem is after we went out of Mitzrayim, and we lost the Tumah. So then we go back to the Dalet Zayin Chaf. We go away from Hacherish Hayalibam of the Reish Yud Beis. So he says that we know that Tsar Mashkin forgot Yosef for 2 years. Because if he would have remembered him, they would have gone down earlier. Oh. So the Chasam Sofer says in the Drushas on page 17 going on to page 18. Look what he says. We met Yiskanar, Mokum Echa Terashin of Birkas Atarva. A sofa psukim bederech a dosecha sasti, Kal Kol Ho, Bibitecha Sicha Vabita or Kosecha, Bukosecha, Eshtashea, Lo Eshkach Varech. That's a pasuk in Tehillim, right here, page 15. Dech a dosecha sasti. I'm happy about the Torah I learned. He says, Bukosecha Eshtashea. With the Torah, I enjoy. I have shashuim. It's like when you ben yakeli yelat shashuim. It's one a playful child. It's loshen of simcha. Lo eshkach dvarecha. So the Chasam Sofer says, what causes a person to remember the koyach hazikaron comes from the koyach hasimcha. If a person's enjoying the learning, he's going to remember it. If he's not enjoying the learning, he's going to forget. So he says, Hasidim Rishonim, page 18, used to wait an hour before they daven. And why? Call out the Hasidim Lavang Iker Bashe Zochim Zehu Shal Yitzimcha Basiyas HaMitzvah. He says, the Hasidim Rishonim were able to do this because they had the koach hazikaron. So even though they were davening a long time, they didn't lose out on their learning because they had very good memories. And where did the memories come from? Because they were over the simcha. That's the pasuk in Tehillim. That haroscha shashuai, and therefore lo eshkach. Lo eshkach pekudach. Chein inyan shikha sator lo yishli bo sar shot shikha. Lo shikha sator lev tipish. Nimsa Hasamech Vados Elokim, page 19, Zochet Sheyemdu Achayim Rod Sono, Vatarosa Mishtaberes. So if you have a Koach HaSimcha, then your Torah is not going to get lost. So therefore there's time that you can prepare before davening for an hour, and after davening for an hour, like the Gemara and Brachas, and you're not going to waste, you're not going to lose anything. Because your Torah,
the Torah is to be mishtameres. Terech hazdech sastik al achon. Simcha bavodis Hashem. And the simchas bavodis Hashem gives you the ability to retain your Torah. So otherwise, the koach hashikcha and the koach haatzvus go together. But the person becomes very gashmius. Chala. But mafish chala reishis reselchem, then that's the letters before chala, that's the koach hasimcha. That's what it says in Tehillim. Kosecha eshtasheya. Your divrei Torah I'm going to fascinate myself with. Lo eshkach dvorecha. And then if I have that simcha, it's hachodesh hazeh lachem. So the month of Nisan is chadshus, where simcha yitzias mitzrayim, we remove the tumah, the kappa. We remove the tumah from Riv, and we don't have that kuf pei aleph anymore, and then we revert back to the malach of the dozach of Dalet Zayin Chof. And that's what the Chasam Sofer said. He keeps repeating this idea. So the kappa is the Tumas Mitzrayim. That's where you dip the harosis, the mora and the harosis that removes the tumah. So then you get, and versus Shum Kappa. So the Chasam Sofer says, Al Derech HaJus, that's the Tumas Mitzrayim. Tumas Mitzrayim goes away, you have that simcha. And when a person's happy when he's learning, then he'll remember it. And that's my shita. When you go slow and you enjoy the learning, people go too fast in learning, they're going to forget it all. Why? Because there's no simcha when you go too quickly. Because you don't enjoy it. You don't really fully understand it. Simcha of learning comes from understanding the learning. Understanding the learning comes from going slow in the learning. Not kvetching, but go slow. Make sure you have a havana. So people think they have to go. Rav Avadya Yosef always used to say when he came to YU, he would say on Derech Hadrush, Ani amarti b'chobzi, kol odem kozev. That if you go too much b'chipozen, then kol odem kozev. Then your learning is going to be sheker, kozev. Because then if you don't quickly, you're not going to get a proper understanding. When you have a proper understanding, you have simcha, and when you have simcha, you have the malach of dozach, and that's hachodesh hazeh lachem. The chodesh, the dalet, hazeh, the zayin, lachem, is the chaf in the middle osios, that's the malach of zikaron. And the malach of zikaron comes. So when Rabbi Loza ben Arach went to this place, and he was too involved in gashmias, so hachodesh hazeh lachem came to hacherish halo yolibo. Hacherish, reish, Hoya, Yud, Beis. And that's Libam. That's the Malach of what? Of Shikha. Because when you're not really enjoying the learning. You don't have the Islavas for learning. Then you don't. So that's the Yisodra of Osei. We come, we learn, we go slowly, we try to understand things. It's not a race. If it becomes a race, then you don't enjoy, and there's no Zikaron. There's going to be Shikha Satayra. And our goal in learning should always be that enjoying the learning. And enjoying, I always say, less is more is less. When you go less, you go slower, you understand, like Rav Avadya Yosef says, Ani amarti b'chovzi, if you go too much b'chipozen, then kol ha'odem kozev. Then everything you learn is going to be false, because you're not going to get the right shot, because you were too rushed to just to try to cover ground and not to understand things properly. So when we go to Parshas Bo, which is the Gulas Mitzrayim, that we take away the kappa, we take away the tumah. That we go from Riv down to what? To Dozach. And that's the Koach Gizor, and that's what the Chasam Sofer says. And Yosef Eshtasha, Chasam Sofer says, when you're the Torah Shashuim, and then that brings Simcha. And that's what in the tour, and Rabbi Yaakov Emden has this as well, on page, I mean, the Rav Amram Goldman, sorry, says this, well, the Torah on page 22 says, in the Seder Amram Goldman, Vivimo on Motzai Shabbos, Vivimo Kos Favuko Shalor, Vrach Borpia Gofa, Bormer Eish, Mavgil, Omer Anna Mishtaba, Alecha, Posa Shar Shal Shikha, Shatosa Leif Tipesh Mimeni. You're davening that the Malach of Shikha should go away. Shatasa Leif Tipesh Mimeni with Fale Alturia Ramosa. And that's the, we start the week off. That we should have a week of Simcha. There shouldn't be a shlita of the malach riv, and Bez Hashem it should bring simcha, and that's the beginning of Malava Malka. Is the simcha of Malava Malka? Posa shar shal shikha shatotzer lev tipesh mimeni. That lev tipesh should go away from me. It should have the koch hazikaron, and Chassam Sofer says koch hazikaron comes from the simcha satoya. So, Ezra Hashem, we should. The Hachodus says, "Alachem Rosh Chodeshim, Simcha Sator Goremes LeMenias HaShikcha." And Ezra Hashem, that should be our goal in learning. Again, go slow, understand, and that should bring a Simcha Sator. So, let me wish you all a good Shabbos. Let me say good Shabbos to everyone, Rav Katan, and Rav Moshe Carroll, and Rav Yehuda Abadi, and Ilan Sasson, and Ranan Koren, and Ari Aaron. And Yair Nola, and Avram Levid, Joshua Langrovsky, shalom, and Rabbi Levy, shalom, and the Shabbos and Rav Poppers, and Ari Merzov from Florida, and Gilad Badner from Far Rockaway, and Avi Arbisfeld, good to see you, and Avishai Samoa, and Yehuda Hagler, Avram Levitt, Shmuel David Baum, and Ilan Sasson, and Daniel Albert, and Michael Benlolo. How is it in Montreal, Michael?
In what
sense? How's the weather? How's the weather? Let's talk about the weather.
The cold?
Yeah. How about the snow?
Like negative 12.
Negative 12, and then snow?
Still snow,
okay. And Jacob Silbergar, and Mandel Bloom. And your first name is
Ari.
Mandel Bloom. And Ben Averman and Hagon Rav Eric Goldstein Schlitter and Citrus. And Harafelder and Rav Hagler and Avi Hoffman. Okay, you should all have a good Shabbos. And Daniel Albert Schlitter.
Good Shabbos, Rabbi.
Okay, Daniel, you have to tell me what my schedule is for Shabbos.
Yeah, you want me to go through it now?
Okay, give me a call in a couple of minutes, okay?
Okay, Ruby.
Okay, it's good to see you, Daniel.
Good to see you.
Okay, call to everybody.